Welcome to the guided meditation series of audio files from OptimisticBrain.com. For more information about mindfulness and optimistic reframing, please visit our website at www.optimisticbrain.com. If you're a Facebook member, please join our Optimistic Brain Facebook group. Self-compassion meditation. Self-compassion is critical in moving us forward in a wholesome way. It's incredible how often we berate ourselves or talk negatively to ourselves. And we would never think of doing this to our friends, and yet we do it to ourselves on a regular basis. Developing self-compassion opens us up and actually motivates us to change and be around others that are also in the same mindset. Self-compassion has also been shown to elicit change in that we choose actions to move us in the direction that we want to move towards. The more compassionate we are to ourselves, the more we can be compassionate towards others. Let's begin this meditation. Close your eyes or stare at the floor in front of you. And let's begin by taking three deep breaths in and out. Let's begin by setting an intention of kindness to ourselves. Let's meet ourselves like a friend, like somebody who cares about us. On your breath, just be present in the moment right now with your friend, with yourself. If a thought or feeling or body sensation comes up, then just note what it is that you are noticing. Whenever you note a body sensation, sometimes it is good to say, yes, I'm experiencing this right now, or yes, I am feeling this right now, or yes, I hear the self-chatter that is in my mind right now. We are using the word yes as a matter-of-fact greeting and accepting of what is. When we are open and allowing, we are in a state of mind whereby we accept what is. We accept our body sensations, we accept our thoughts and images, we accept our emotions. Give your full attention to experiencing what comes up. Now for the next minute, we are going to recall a situation whereby we don't really think that highly of ourselves. Perhaps you did something wrong and you regret it. Some situation whereby it elicits a negative mind state. Can you place yourself back in that situation and feel your emotions? Note what comes up in your body and in your mind, and use the word yes to what you're experiencing. Now you can shift your attention to allowing some recognition that, yes, this is or was challenging for you at that moment. Perhaps it's challenging for you right now as well. That is okay. Acknowledge and recognize that we all have challenges and that you are normal for having them as well. See if you can open yourself up to accepting what is happening right now, and also accept what has also happened in the past. Yes, that has happened. Yes, it was difficult. Yes, these feelings are challenging. And yes, I am completely normal. Now, perhaps ask yourself, what do I need right now to support myself in this experience? How can I be compassionate to myself? As you breathe, gently place your hands on your heart or on your belly, if you wish. What might you say to your best friend if they told you about this experience, or story, or feeling? Say that gently to yourself right now. Perhaps you can bring some balance and compassion into what you're experiencing. In order to let go of the story, perhaps you can ask yourself, what am I not trusting about myself? What am I not trusting about my abilities? Can you open yourself up to trust yourself a little more? Perhaps you can trust yourself that you can handle whatever situation comes up, and that you are trusting yourself that you are moving in the direction that you want to move to. You can trust yourself that you can learn whatever you need to learn to move in that direction. Be in that trusting feeling for just a little bit. In order to let some of the story go, perhaps you are not accepting something. Many times we try to fight to change what happened in the past. We relive it and re-argue it and re-present it in an attempt to try to make it different. Perhaps you can allow yourself to just let it be and let it go. It has happened, and you cannot change it. Is there room to accept what has transpired? And knowing that you can learn from this experience perhaps allows you to let it go a little bit more. We are working on building acceptance and trust. Well, perhaps we can open ourselves up to be patient with ourselves. Remember to address yourself like you would a best friend. It's okay. This isn't coming overnight quickly. Perhaps I can allow myself a little time, and that is okay. We all need time to learn and to adapt and to move forward. And finally, open ourselves up to allow for a little more love and kindness towards ourselves. Perhaps you'd like to say, may I be loving and kind to myself right now. right now. Be with that feeling of love and kindness a little bit. And finally, let's be with an overall feeling of trust in ourselves and our abilities, acceptance of who we are right now in this very moment. Accept that we are moving in the right direction. Allow for some patience to get us to where we would like to be, and open ourselves up and approach ourselves in a loving and kind manner. And let's stay with these feelings of trust, acceptance, patience, and love for the next few minutes. Perhaps you'd like to put your hands on your chest again if they are not there, and just hold yourself in this compassionate embrace. Return to our breath. Let's let go of this past experience. Perhaps you can thank yourself for allowing yourself to explore these difficult situations and just follow your breath. The gong will indicate the end of the meditation.